Hey everyone, you have fortunately tuned into The Good Stuff, and we're excited to have you here. It's Kim and Mike Burge, your hosts today, and do we ever have a lot of good stuff, so stay right where you are.
Plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale, which is coming up now, Friday, April 19th. That's going to be at the Fallon County Fairgrounds there in Baker, Montana. DeGrand Angus, it's home of the four-year guarantee. And, of course, they have a lunch at noon, and the sale begins at 1 o'clock. Concentrating on the basics, many bulls are suitable for heifers, and it's going to be a great one. Again, April 19th. 1 o'clock Mountain Time, Baker, Montana, DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale.
And that's coming up this Friday. Hey, another thing to mark on your calendar for April. Mark your calendars, April 25th through the 28th. It's Old West Days in Valentine. That's right, you didn't fall asleep and wake up in October. The whole event has been moved into the spring, and that's this month. So make sure you have it on your calendar, April 25th through 28th. Get your arrangements made now. You can look at the details. Go to oldwestdays.net for details so you can get your arrangements made to attend Old West Days in Valentine, Nebraska.
Discover the pulse of agriculture. From grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations, equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. It's all in Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And we want to send out a thank you to Open 8 Genetics, Baker, Montana. They had their sale this last Friday. We hope everything went very well, and thank you so much for advertising here on The Good Stuff. Hey, Mike, I've got a little bit of police report update for you.
Okay.
Property damage. Again, these are the Valentine police reports as printed in the local paper. We know you are aware that you are responsible for the hit and run accident. How? You smoked a cinder block structure and the cinder blocks didn't fare too well. It had to leave a mark. Swing on by and we'll make sure you're okay. We'd love to visit with you about how impressive the sound and the jolt were. That had to be a little alarming. And here's a suspicious person and vehicle. We'd like to remind you that everyone has cameras on their homes these days. Strutting around like a runway model through folks' yards is unnerving. Please stop it.
Interesting there.
Interesting activity.
I have something called Choices today, and I don't know the author on this. We do want to remind you, if you send something to us, please include the author if you know who that is, so that we can give credit where credit is due. But I don't know the one on this one. Some people set, some people try. Some people laugh, some people cry. Some people will, some people won't. Some people do, some people don't. Some people believe and develop a plan. Some people doubt, never think that they can. Some people face hurdles and give it their best. Some people back down when faced with a test. Some people complain of their miserable lot. Some people are thankful for all that they've got. And when it's all over, when it comes to an end, some people lose out. And some people win. We are spectators in life, or we get in and play. Whichever we choose, how we handle life's game, the choices are ours. No one else is to blame. It's called Choices.
And that is so accurate. Hey, here's something to consider. It's actually entitled, Consider This.
Okay.
This business of measuring the height of a horse is the most questionable situation. It raises a whole bunch of questions, each one causing examination. How does one measure a hand? Do you go from the thumb to the pinky? I'm sure the procedure is done in good faith. To me, it sounds pretty kinky. Or do you start at the base of the hand, then proceed to the end of the digit? The exactness of the procedure would surely cause one to fidget. What command do you use to the horse to make him oblige and consent? I cannot imagine any horse submitting to such an event. Or do you wait till he's sleeping, then trembling, proceed with the chore? And if you manage to finish, rejoice while relief floods your body once more. I think if I owned any horses, I'd not do that hand thing at all, but identify them just by looking. It's a cinch to decide which are tall. That is actually by Connie Gray of Sturgis.
Well, here's something sent in a while back from Mike McFarland. Doing a job right the first time gets the job done. Doing the job wrong 14 times gives you job security.
Interesting theory.
Something to think about here on this April 15th. Thanks for joining us here on The Good Stuff.